A very good afternoon and welcome to Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Aritasius. I'm with you until 6 p.m. playing you some of the greatest tunes and some of the funny ones of the from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. It's going to be a great show. I hope you can stick around.
From Poland.
Hello, we're Sunstroke Project from Moldova.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian, and I'm from Australia, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Oh,
Kristina, representing Slovakia at the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest with the unplugged version of Heroni. Now, what a great song is that? And I was so upset it didn't qualify. 2010, it's my favourite of the whole contest, even better than the Icelandic entry. And I love Hera Bjork so much, but the Slovakian entry, fantastic. Now, the performance was too dark, I think, and probably kicked it right in the shins, and that's what's happened. Poor old Slovakia. And we've got some news about Slovakia a little bit later on in the news, so stick around around about 5:30 for the Eurovision Showcase news. Indeed. Well, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm Kieran Uri Tutius, of course, as I've said many times before, but only once in this show. And I'm with you until 6 p.m. Now, if you want to get in contact with the show, it would be lovely to hear from you. Our Twitter handle is at ESC Showcase. You send us a tweet there. Also, you can like a Facebook page, send us a message, like and comment on various things that go on through the week of the Eurovision Showcase by following us on Facebook. And our Facebook page is simply called the Eurovision Showcase. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Right, and like our page, it'd be great to hear from you. Now, you can download the show as a podcast, and you can take it anywhere you want. You can download the podcast from any podcast app. You can download it on Podbean's app, which is fab, and also via your iTunes podcast app on your smartphones, you know, and your iPads and tablets, all that type of stuff. So you can download it on there too, and you can take the show wherever you want. And we've got years of episodes for you to download, lots of plenty of entertainment, I'm sure. And you could do that. Now, make sure if you do download and listen to us on iTunes, please give us a review. It'd be nice to know that you can review us, and review it every way you see fit, of course. And if you would like to email us, please do. Our email is tutsexperience@hotmail.com. Now, I must get this out of the way, guys and gals, but I had some very sad news on Friday evening that one of our listeners, and I would say he's a friend, but I've only really met him twice before, but he was a friend of mine online and within the larger social media Eurovision community. I think many of you guys know who I'm talking about. That's Damien Pelsma, who sadly passed away on Thursday. I only managed to find out about it on Friday. Just thank you to one of our great listeners and friends of the show, Brian McMahon told me about it. So thank you, Brian, for letting me know. But complete shock at the young age of 38 as well, guys and girls. It's a shock, I think, to many people it is, of course, at 38. There's no excuse for that. So, Damien, I mean, to me, there are so many songs that we both loved and we talked about so many times, and when we met up, we always wanted to talk about, and we loved, but we knew that a majority of Eurovision fans didn't really enjoy. Well, so a few of them, for example, was Finland's entry in 1988, which we adored. Sinvadot Nilavat Simoit Moistatan from Boulevard. So Finland's entry in 1988, which came second last, and it did not deserve second last. Well, the one of the songs that in particular we loved, and we sang in the bar just before, in the Wetherspoons pub, I think it was, just before we went to the Eurovision Greatest Hits. And it's this song I want to play for you now, my tribute to Damien Pelsma. Damien, this is for you. Rest in peace, my friend. I'm sure you're very much in a better place now. This is Lithuania's entry in 2002. It's a very cheesy, cheery song, but no doubt I put a smile on your face. This is Avaras, Happy You. We'll miss you, Damien.
Around us, high and low, glowing stars. brings joy. Love brings riches we enjoy. All His wonder, all His new. Happy I, cause happy you. For our dreams come true, they always do. Watching the sunrise, beautiful red skies, hoping this day.
Laughing Eyes from Boulevard, Finland's Eurovision entry in 1988, coming second last. But that was one of Damien's favourite songs and from the Eurovision Song Contest, and God bless him, I miss him. Right, well, time to move on with the show. Now, the next songs that I would like to play, in particular, the next one is a song that I have recently discovered. And I'm going diving back into the UK national finals, and a particularly a song for Europe. Now, I was watching A Song for Europe 1976, and the clips that are all over the internet, and I've just been enjoying a lot of them. And I was rummaging through music CDs and stuff that I got, and I've come across this. Tony Christie. Now, everybody knows Tony Christie for, obviously, This Is the Way to Amarillo, which a lot of people don't really like. Now, but I'll tell you what, I watched the performance on YouTube, and I've got the song on CD, and I was like, wow, and I haven't heard it. Oh, God knows, I don't think I've actually even heard it. I bought his Great Hits CD, and I've never even heard it, but it is not bad. So, Tony Christie was in A Song for Europe in 1976. He came third. And second is the song was Hereafter. Tony Christie's from Coco, the live version. Mm-hmm. And also, the Brotherhood of Man won with Save Your Kisses for Me. And obviously won the contest, the Song for Europe, and obviously went on to win the actual Eurovision Song Contest itself in 1976 in The Hague. And a very comfortable lead it was too. And one of the most successful Eurovision winning songs of all time, still to this day. So, now let's hear Tony Christie's song, Queen of the Mardi Gras, that came third in the UK national final in 1976. And in 1976, the show was hosted by Michael Aspel, who actually went on to commentate in 1976. So it wasn't Terry Wogan just yet. Terry Wogan did it on Radio 2 at the time. So here we go. Queen of the Mardi Gras, Tony Christie.
The queen of the Mardi Gras, every guy in town had dreamed about. She made me feel like a movie star when she said yes the day I asked her out. I was the lucky one, I thought I'd walk her home, but how filled the air, searching the crowd as the music played. I only prayed that she would soon be there. Could the answer be it was just a line? Was she fooling all the time? She said, I'll see you tonight at the Mardi Gras.
Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Six, one, nine. taking rap, doing time. Bootlegging New York City, should be free in Mississippi. Everything I thought it would last, now I find it's all in the past. Thought our love was deep in emotion, everyone thought it was devotion. Get me out of here, I'm slowly dying. How could you do this thing to me? Wake up, shout, shout, call out to me. Wake up, shout, shout, call out to me.
Coco there with Wake Up. That was second in A Song for Europe for the Eurovision Song Contest 1976. Yes, behind The Brotherhood of Man. And I think, personally, that song from Coco, Wake Up, was much better than the one that they eventually won A Song for Europe in 1976. Yes, the bad old days, if you remember. Even though, I must admit, it's a little bit of a guilty pleasure. Right, it's now time for this. Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's time for Rob's Random Request, and this is a part of the show where we have two hats, and my husband Rob Arutatiet will have a hat full of years and a hat full of countries. We then pick one out of each hat, we then glue them together, and we play that song randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Now, Rob picked Poland, and we haven't had Poland in a while on this bit, and he's picked the year 2002, and I was like, sorry, Rob, Poland were eliminated for the 2002 contest after not doing very well in 2001. So, and he was like, oh, okay, so he picked another one, and he picked 2004. Okay. So, Poland in 2004 was represented by the group Blue Cafe, and the song was called Love Song. Now, TVP, the Polish national broadcaster, organised the Polish national final, which I don't think I'm going to be able to pronounce, but it's pronounced Krajowy Eliminacji do Konkursu Polonijski Eurowizji. Which translates to National Elimination for Eurovision Song Contest. Indeed it does. Now, dear me, my Polish isn't very great. Well, actually, it's not too bad. So, cześć, jak się masz, bardzo dobrze, to all our Polish listeners. And a dobry wieczór too. Now, I must say, it was held on January the 24th, 2004, in the Tawa Hall in Warsaw. Now, 15 songs participated, with the winner being chosen by telephone voting, and also SMS voting. Now, Blue Cafe came in third in the Polish national final in the Eurovision 2003 selection show. So they won in 2004. Now, at Eurovision, Blue Cafe gave a powerful and exciting performance with a band present on stage. The lead singer, Tatiana, wore a revealing see-through black dress, which was darkened in the inappropriate places. And despite the elaborate performance, Poland only scored 27 points, which placed them in 17th place, just underneath the United Kingdom. So Poland were automatically qualified for the grand final because of their top 11 placing last year in the grand final. So Poland performed 19th on the night, after Iceland with Yonce with Heaven, oh lovely, and before the United Kingdom's James Fox. And we gotta hold on to our love tonight. Now, Poland got 7 points from Lithuania. That was the highest points that they got in the grand final. 5 points from Ukraine, 4 points from Germany and Greece, 3 points from Iceland, 2 points from Cyprus, and 1 point from Spain and Sweden, respectively. Now, Poland, in their points, gave in 2004, gave 8 points to Turkey, which is Athena for real, 10 points to Sweden, which is Lena Philipsson with It Hurts, or Det Gör Ont, which is my favourite, the Swedish version's best. And 12 points to Ukraine, which was eventual winners, Ruslana with Wild Dances. So, let's hear Poland's entry. 2004, Rob's random request. Be prepared for a bit of eclectic music. Blue Cafe with Love Song.
Feel your body every day. I cannot wait. Every night I sing this way. Sweet song, love song, sweet song. Wanna give you this song. Sweet song, love song, sweet song. Every day
a very eclectic song. I don't think there's any other way to describe Poland 2004 other than eclectic. I mean, at least for British Eurovision fans, at least in our room, in our, you know, what we hear. And Tatiana's voice, I mean, it certainly is something different, isn't it? Yes. So there we are, Poland 2004, Rob's Random Request. It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 17th of September 2017. As we alluded to a little bit earlier on, Slovakia will not be re-entering the Eurovision Song Contest. This is due to financial insecurities at the Slovakian state broadcaster, which is a real shame. 1 year we'll get Bratislava in Eurovision. I hope. It's such a beautiful city. Now, last night, the Netherlands selected their Junior Eurovision 2017 participant. If you'd like to find out more about that, head over to eurovoir.com. Alex Papon-Constayu is going to be the songwriter for the Cypriot entry for Eurovision 2018. And he famously wrote either a song for Cyprus in 2000, Evie Adamu, sorry, Cyprus 2012 entry, which is called La La Love, which we all know and love. Indeed, pun intended. Now, 30 songs have been shortlisted for Malta's Eurovision Song Contest, their national final for 2018. Sounds very exciting. A lot of returnees, including Lawrence Gray, Brooke, etc. Now, earlier this week, Italy and Croatia have said that they will be entering next year's Eurovision Song Contest in Lisbon. And not only that, Slovenia has done the same too. There has been a record number of entries submitted for Melody Grand Prix, the Norwegian national selection show for next year, which is exciting. There seems to be a renaissance in Norway for Eurovision. Now, RTE, the national broadcaster of Ireland, has begun its open submission to find a song to represent Ireland at next year's Eurovision Song Contest. And following RTE's Eurovision Forum held earlier this year, in which music industry professionals, media figures and Eurovision fans discussed, yes, Michael Keeley of the Header Delegation explained their aims for RTE's entertainment website. For more of that, head over to rte.ie/entertainment. Yes, so there's a lot of packed Eurovision stuff going on, honestly, guys and gals. You think September is quite quiet, but generally it's starting to happen now. And in particular, you know, plans for national finals are starting to be announced. And another one which I want to mention to you, which I'm not sure if we mentioned last week, because it was on the 10th of September that this news came out, but in France 2, will reportedly be holding three shows, televised selections, in January to find the representative for Eurovision Song Contest 2018. De France have revealed that France television, basically what they've said is that they've decided to produce two semi-finals and a grand final for its selection process to search the best way to win the Eurovision, basically. And around 15 entries will be performed, divided between two semi-finals, and the shows will be pre-recorded, with the results being decided on a panel of juries. And the final will be broadcast live, with a televote in addition to a jury vote, deciding the winner and the contest for France's entry at the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, the specific dates for the broadcast are yet to be announced, so just please bear that in mind. But it's quite an interesting time for France. I think that they could do it soon. They're really stepping up their game, and their head of delegation is just incredibly forward-thinking, which I think the BBC are eking it there slowly but surely. We're gradually going back up the scoreboard, but we need to keep this momentum up, and I hope the French do too. Eurovision in Paris would be amazing. So, right, that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Aritasiat, and you are welcome to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Hello, this is Brendan Murray from Ireland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Dying to Try. Enjoy. I'm dying to try. I'm dying to try.
This is Slavko from Montenegro. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Space. Enjoy!
This is Norma John from Finland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is our song, Blackbird.
Enjoy!
Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Hi everyone, this is Hovik, I'm from Cyprus. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Gravity. Enjoy.
No matter where you're going, no matter where you be, wherever the wind is blowing, let me be your gravity. I can be your hero, I can be your fantasy.
Hovig with Gravity, Cyprus's Eurovision entry from 2017 this year. It qualified in fifth place with 164 points out of the first semi-final, but in the grand final it only came 21st with 68 points. Sad times. Never mind. Hovig, you had a good song and a great performance too, I must admit. I was quietly surprised, I must admit. Well, we're going to head back to 1995 now. And the song we're going to hear is from a woman who represented the UK in 1994. Yes, Frances Raffel. Now, this was her follow-up single release after she came 10th in Dublin with the song Lonely Symphony, brackets, will be we will be free, close brackets. Yes, and it's a big fan favourite, her song in 1994. But a follow-up single was really something different. It was a bit more up-tempo, very 90s when you hear it. And it's called God Watch Over You. Sadly, it didn't chart. But I think it's a nice, pleasant song, which I've never even heard before until I was doing my research earlier this week. So, now let's hear it. Frances Raffel, God Watch Over You, and in just a little bit, we will have Live and Kicking.
I've no time for religion, maybe doubt's a modern disease. Then I look at you, and here's what I do. I wear holes in both.
West End star Frances Raffel, and also star on the new series of Birds of a Feather. God Watch Over You here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking, and this is a part of the show where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Indeedy do. Right, we're heading over to the 1978 Eurovision Song Contest. Now, this song sadly only came 16th with 13 points. And as we're going to continue our way of showing the songs which I think are completely underrated in the Eurovision Song Contest, certainly within their placings. And this song, yeah, as I say, only came 16th. And I think this is a great song. It was a comeback entry from Denmark, because Denmark left the Eurovision Song Contest in the late 60s and said, nah, I don't want to do it. I'm sure there's another reason why. But this song was great, and I think it deserved at least to be in the top five, personally. It's so cheery and it's happy. It's from the group Mabel, and it's called Boom Boom. So here we are, Denmark 1978, introduced by the amazing and late great Sir Terry Wogan.
And the conductor is Helmer Olesen. They're a young weenie bopper group, these. There's Peter Nielsen, Andy Larsen, Chris Harvey, and Mike Trump. For Denmark, then, song number 16. For the youngsters among you, from Mabel, Boom, Boom.
Det er alt for mig, boy. Nej, du, jeg ryger ikke og trækker ikke spor. Så jeg det nok kondition, der er værre end du tror. Nej, jeg gik op til lægen, og ved du, hvad han sagde? At du skulle holde op med livets skoler fra i dag. Jeg lagde mig på briksen, og han undersøgte mig. Hvad skete der? Hvad sagde han? Hvad er der galt med dig?
Det er ikke naturligt. Hjertet hamrer løs, når man er forelsket i en bil. Hvis man mærker kæmpe smag, så bliver man lidt nervøs. Det er kærligheden, der banker på dine liv. Og det siger boom, 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 og boom, boom er løs. Det føles som en tårne.
Det er den store kærlighed, jeg ved det fra mig selv. Så du har haft det ligesom jeg. Fortæl, fortæl, fortæl.
Det er helt naturligt. Hjertet har på løs, når man er forelsket i en bil. Hvis man mærker kæmpe slag, så bliver man lidt nervøs. Det er kærlighed, der banker på en liv. Og det siger boom. Føles som en tårlen her i mit bryst. Ja, det siger boom, boom. Og banker som det sand. Det hammer og det banker dag og nat. Ja, det siger boom, boom. Og boom, boom er løs. Det føles som en tårlen her i mit bryst. Ja, det siger boom, boom. Og banker som det sand. Det hammer og det banker dag og nat.
Well, they're very happy with that. That's Mabel and Boom Boom for Denmark. All in.
Tomorrow you're gone, I'm moving on. Let's make a night to remember. Your smile and that kiss, those things I will miss. A passion that I'm gonna treasure. Love, don't let go. Break of dawn, you'll be gone. Just give me one more night.
love on top. One more night, that is all we got.
Dinana, one more night from Melody Festival in 2017, not getting out of the semi-final, sadly. But I think it was Anders Svensson she got through to, so she didn't really do badly, but she deserved to get to the final, I think. Yes, indeed. Right, it's now time for have a little bit of a Balkan dance as we head over to Croatia in 2006. The extended remix of the amazing Severina with Moja Štitla. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Here we are, Severine with Moja Štikla, the extended mix of Croatia's Eurovision entry in 2006. This song will never ever get old, I can assure you of that. Well, thank you for joining me, Kieran Tuttit, here on the Eurovision Showcase and here on Forest FM. I do hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. where we'll have more fun, no doubt, about the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, remember to follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase, and please like our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase. It'd be great to hear from you and know that you're there listening. And get your requests and dedications in for next week, guys and gals. Look after yourselves. I hope you have a fantastic week. And thank you for joining me. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day. Toodaloo!